The next one is steadfastness. Gotta get serious about this. To be steadfast is to be established, not wavering, and steady. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And 1 Corinthians 15:58.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
It connects steadfastness with being unmovable. You cannot be shoved off this mark of God that you're wanting to stand on. Steadfastness will help us stand fast in the faith rather than wavering in the things of God. Hebrews 10:23.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
And 1 Corinthians 16:13.
Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong.
Amen. In fighting any evil spirit, steadfastness helps us to not budge when a spirit tempts us. 1 Peter 5:9.
Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world.
Steadfastness helps us be less subject to the ups and downs of evil spirits. Psalms 112:1-6-8.
Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies.
It does not use the word steadfastness, but it uses not be moved, the heart being fixed, and one other thing, maybe not established, but some other...
Established.
You're stuck to God like glue. You're not going to be budged away. You are steadfast.
It is established.
Established. Good. Mm-hmm. It gives us a feeling of solidity, which scriptures describe as having our face set like a flint when evil spirits come up against us. Isaiah 50:7.
For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed.
That expression just seems to contain the idea of I am not budging. My face is set as a flint. And Ezekiel 3:9.
As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house.
They were not going to be able to knock Ezekiel over because his forehead was like an adamant. It was like flint. He was not going to be able to be budged. Steadfastness is particularly effective in fighting running spirits that want us to run away from the process and abandon God. Hebrews 3:14.
For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end.
Here it shows holding on steadfast. Don't run. Don't back up. And Galatians 5:1.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Steadfastness helps us stick to decisions or vows we have made, and thus is effective, with assurance, in fighting indecisive, wishy-washy spirits that always want us to change our minds. Opposite, James 1:6-8.
But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
This guy is wavering, so he's kind of back and forth, instead of steadfast, and he keeps praying, and he keeps asking, and has this steadfastness, this solidity that he knows God is going to give him what it is he is asking for. And Proverbs 4:25-27.
Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil.
This let your eyelids look right on has this idea of you're looking forward, you know what direction you're going, you're not wavering this way or that way or backing up or looking all around, but you've got your mind set and your face set on where you're going to go. Steadfastness can also be used with other phases of spirit, in dieting or quitting bad habits such as smoking or drug or alcohol abuse, to help us not waver in our decision.